For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, we'll be Green County Tech's basketball to start this second half as they lead Mountain Home 25-23. They'll be moving right to left for these next two quarters. Pritchard will trigger an inbound pass on the far sideline, gets into Barnes, and we are back underway. Mountain Home will back in a man-to-man defense. Barnes throws over the left side to Pritchard. Up top now goes to Gramley. Over on the right side to Barnes. Finds Cutting Kellett going into the lane for the layup. Her shot was blocked by Foreman. And Penn comes up with the basketball from Mountain Home. Here's Martin throwing it to Gilbert in the front court. She's going to pull up in the corner for the jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up with it in the lane. She can't get that one to go either. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Foreman. She couldn't secure the rebound. And it will be Tech's basketball as we are 25 seconds into the second half. Asen Yates checking into the game, replacing Kyra Penn. Here's Barnes and walking the ball across the timeline for the Lady Eagles. Takes the screen from Grambling as she drills to the right side, throws it up top to Grambling. Grambling's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offense rebound for Kellett. She goes back in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Sabrina Kell will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. That is Aston Yates picking up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. 7:20 left in the third quarter. Yates going to head right back to the bench, being replaced by Kyra Penn. So Sabrina Kell at the free throw line for the first time tonight to try to convert the three-point play. Kellett's free throw is up. No good. She misses the three-point play, and Penn chases down the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Martin with the ball in the front court. She has it on the left side, dribbles up to the top, and sets up the offense. Tech in a man-to-man. Martin dribbles to the right wing. Now throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's now going down to the low block, going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And rebound is controlled by Grambling, and back come the Lady Eagles. Grambling brings the ball across the half-court stripe. Now she drills to the left elbow, finds Pritchard near the left corner. She drills out to the wing, throws it up top to Barnes, over to Kellett on the right side. Now Kellett's dribbling towards the paint, going to pull up for the jumper. It rolls around, will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Husky. She's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. She'll throw it to Emma Martin in the right corner. Back to Husky, now to Penn on the low block. She goes up for the layup, no good. And as Gilbert gets the offensive rebound, she goes back up with it off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with her first 2 points of the night, and that cuts Tech's lead back to two. Here's Grambling back the other way, going up for the layup, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Penn. She'll throw it to Husky, who brings it into the front court. Her pass is knocked away, but Gilbert is able to control it. Now she loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, I believe, last touch by Tech. And Mountain Home will inbound it with 6:00. Well, clock's running right now. 6:03 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Martin taking the inbound pass on the right wing. Drills to the top, gives it to Husky on the right side, finds Foreman in the lane. She's going up for the turnaround jumper, no good. Offense rebound for Gilbert. She goes back up with it, off the glass and in, and we are knotted up. Second tie of the night, 27 all, with 5:49 left of the third quarter. Barnes into the front court for the Lady Eagles. She'll give it up top to Grambling. Over on the right side to Pritchard. Pritchard dribbles up to the top. Ball goes over to Kellett. Kellett on the right side. Now Kellett dribbles up between the circles. Gives it there at the top to Pritchard. Now Pritchard dribbles to the right side. Throws up top to Barnes. Barnes dribbles to the left elbow. Gives it to Kellett on the wing. Kellett dribbles near the free throw line. Now is going down to the low block. She's going to pull up for the jumper right over Penn. No good. Gilbert gets the rebound and mounts home with a chance to take their first lead of the game as the Gilbert's going back the other way. She will throw it out to Martin in the right wing, or right corner, that is. Her pass to Foreman was knocked away. Ball still loose. Foreman gets it there in the paint for the layup off the glass and in. And a Grace Foreman with 9 points. And Mount Home takes their first lead of the night. 29-27 our score with 4:45 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Barnes into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Throws up top to Adams. Now Pritchard has it. Over to Adams on the right side. Back to Pritchard. Pritchard drills to the right corner. Now it's going down into the lane. Her pass to Kellett. Now ball goes to Gramling. Over to Adams on the right wing. Her three-pointer is up. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Foreman. She gets out to Martin, who quickly brings the ball into the front court. Martin going into the lane for the layup. No good. Gilbert gets the offensive rebound. Goes back up with it. No good, but well, it's fouled. And we'll head to the free throw line for a pair. 4:16 left to play in the third quarter. That foul is on Kinley Pritchard. Her first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Eagles. So Kate Gilbert will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 4 points so far, all here in the third quarter. Make it five as she hits the first free throw. And she can give Mount Tom a two-possession lead if she hits this next one. Second shot is up. Good. Kate Gilbert with 6 points, all here in the third quarter. And now Greene County Tech is going to take a timeout. It appears Matt Dean has seen enough. So we'll break with 4:16 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 31-27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, Tech will bring the ball across the timeline after they come out of the timeout. Mount Tom leading 31-27 with 4:15 left in the third quarter. Here's Barnes into the front court. Throws over to Gramling near the left corner. Now she drills out toward the lane. Picks up her dribble. Has the ball knocked away from her, but is able to get it back. Now Gramling drills to the free throw line, going down to the low block, going up for the layup. Good. Tiffany Gramling with her first 2 points of the night. And that cuts Mount Tom's lead back to two. 31-29 our score, 3:45 left of this third period. Husky with the ball at the top, throws over to Martin on the right side. Now gets it down to Foreman on the low block, finds a pin. Now go up top to Husky. Her three-pointer will not go. Foreman looked like had the rebound, but turned out she was fouled, which is why she couldn't secure it. So Mount Tom will inbound it on the baseline with 3:28 left to play in the third quarter. And that foul is on Sabrina Kellett. That is her fourth personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Eagles. So Brooke Justice is going to come in for Sabrina Kellett, who again just picked up number four. And Gilbert will treat the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets up top to Foreman. Now to Husky has it. We'll set up the offense. Tech once again in a man-to-man defense. Husky throws over to Martin on the right side. Now tries to give it to Penn on the low block. She is able to secure it as the ball was knocked away. Throws it up top to Husky. Now ball goes over on the right side to Martin. Martin takes the screen. He's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is knocked around. Controlled by Husky. And she's going to be fouled. And I believe Mount Tom's going to inbound it on the baseline with 2:57 left to play in the third quarter. That foul is on Brooke Justice, her second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Eagles here in the second half. 2:57 left to play in the third quarter as Gilbert will inbound it. It is Mount Tom leading 31-29. Inbound pass goes to Penn on the little block. She turns around, pulls up for the jumper, no good. And offense rebound for Anna Grace Foreman. She goes back up with it, off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman down double figures with 11 points. 33-29, Lady Bombers leading it. 2:42 left in the third quarter. Here's Barnes into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Drills to the left side. Gives it there to Gramling. Gramling will throw it up top to Pritchard. Pritchard drills to the right side. Now it gives down in the corner to Adams. Now Barnes has it near the right wing. Gives it up top to Justice. Justice will drill to the lane, going going to head toward the lane for the layup. She's going to be fouled, hit the floor, and she is really shaken up. I think she may have hurt her arm on that as she hit the floor. That foul is on Emma Martin, her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. 2:17 left in the third quarter. They are still tending to Brooke Justice there on the baseline. She is really shaken up. So I tell you what, we're going to take a break for right now, and we'll come back in just a little bit with some more action. 2:17 left in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 33-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, and they lose value.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Okay, so Elizabeth Knoll comes in replacing Brooke Justice, who again got hurt there on that play. Knoll takes an inbound pass and then steps on the sideline. So a turnover against the Lady Eagles, their third of the night. And Mount Tom gets the ball back, leading by four. 2:11 left in the third quarter. Here is Gilbert dribbling to the left wing, throwing it up top to Husky. Finds Foreman in the paint. She's going up for the turnaround jumper. No good. And the ball's scrambled for the rebound. The ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Tech's basketball with 1:59 left of the third quarter. Lady Bombers up 33-29. Barnes walks the ball into the front court. Throws it on the left side to Knoll. Now Pritchard has it there on the wing. Drills up to the top. Now she drills to the right elbow. Gives it up top to Barnes. Barnes is going down into the lane, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and now she'll head to the charity stripe. Leah Jackson picks up her second personal foul. Team foul three against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. So Brooke Barnes at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has yet to score in this game. Barnes' first shot is up. No good. She can still make it a one-possession game if she gets this next free throw. Barnes' second shot is up. Good. 1 of 2. She now has 1 point, and that cuts Mount Holmes' lead to 3. 33-30 our score. 1:42 left in the third quarter. Husky will bring the ball into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles towards the right side. Gives it there to Gilbert. Down to Husky in the corner. Now she will drill towards the lane. Dribbles back to the corner. Her pass to Yates is knocked away. Husky secures it, though. Another pass knocked away, but Foreman secures it in the lane for the layup. Good. Anna Grace Foreman with 13 points. 35-30, Mountain Home leading it with 1:13 left in the third quarter. Back the other way, an air ball shot. I think that was by Grambling. And the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Here is Jackson with the ball in the low block. Gets it to Yates in the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Grambling. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Eagles. 59 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Grambling dribbles between the circles. Gives it to Barnes. Barnes has it up top. Now throws it to Grambling. And now a foul is going to be called away from the ball, I believe, on Mountain Home. Yep, they're going to get Ashton Yates with her second personal foul, team foul number four, against the Lady Bombers. 48.3 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Kyra Penn and Emma Martin checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Ashton Yates and Peyton Husky. Again, 48.3 seconds left as Barnes triggers the inbound pass, and it's knocked away and stolen by Leah Jackson. And so a turnover against Tech But now she has the ball knocked away from her. And so, and then from, and then she commits the foul. That is Leah Jackson's third personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. And now there's stoppage of play. Looks like something on the gym floor. So someone spilled their food. And so they got to get that cleaned up real quick, and then they'll start play back up. 44.6 seconds left. It is 35-30, Mountain Home on top. So when we get started back up, Adams will inbound it right in front of the scores table. They're still trying to get all that cleaned up. And so we are back underway. Here is Adams. Curry, the inbound pass gets into Grambling. And now an offensive foul away from the ball before the end, as the inbound pass is being thrown in. An offensive foul by Brooke Barnes as her first personal foul, team foul number four, against the Lady Eagles. And their fifth turnover of the night. Peyton Husky checking back in, replacing Leah Jackson. 35-30, Lady Bombers leading it. And Gilbert will inbound it to Martin from the far near sideline. Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Now gives up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to Martin. Dell Leonard telling this team to hold for the last shot of the period. Martin dribbles to the left side. Throws up top to Husky. 14 seconds. Now gives it to Gilbert between the circles. 10 seconds. Gilbert has the ball knocked away from her, stolen by Pritchard. And back, she'll throw it to Barnes. She goes up for the layup. Her shot was blocked by Gilbert. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Tex basketball with exactly 2 seconds left on the clock. 5-point Lady Bomber lead. Barnes will inbound it on the baseline. Barnes gets into Grambling. She's going to try for one last shot from 3-point range. No good. And we have reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 35-30. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.